Blog Talk Radio.
You've been gone, it's an empty home. Come on back where you really belong. You are always welcome home, welcome home. You've been kept down for much too long. Forget you are welcome home, welcome home.
Welcome to the Sankofa Repat radio podcast. We want to welcome you to this one of our many podcasts, and we're glad to have you here, glad to have you as a listener tuning in to us to help us on our mission here at the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. Our mission is to assist our brothers and sisters here in the African diaspora repatriate to the African continent and set up businesses there. One of our main aims is to serve as a business incubator, assisting our brothers and sisters setting up businesses on the African continent and to ensure the success of those businesses. To find more information on our program, you could go to sankoforepat.com. That is sankoforepat.com. And today we'll have a special show. We'll be featuring Chief Nana Obakese Ampa first. And he will be giving us some good information on the 5,000 acres of land that is designated for us Africans in the diaspora. And that is part of the Pan-African Village Project. I'm so excited about this show and to be able to share this information with all our people. So I want to welcome you. Like I said, be sure to follow us on our social media platforms. On Twitter, you could find us at Program Sankofa. And on Instagram, we're at Sankofa Repatriation. And one of the main social media platforms you can get constant updates from us is our YouTube channel. That is Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. And please, we really do ask that you follow us on our social media platforms. That is where you'll get all the updates from us. And we'll be sharing with you information as we get them. We'll be sharing this information with you through our social media stream. So make sure you are following us on our social media stream. Also, we do invite you to go to our website and consider to become a Patreon and contribute to assist us on our mission in getting our brothers and sisters set up on the African continent with businesses. And that is the main aim and the main issue, the main mission at Sankofa. Please, go to our website, sankoforepat.com, and click on donate. And you can donate as minimum as $1 per month. We're seeing where brothers and sisters are able to do more, you know, and if you can do more, we're happy. That will get us to our mission much quicker. But if you can do a minimum of $1, we do appreciate it. Maybe sometime in the future, you'll be able to do more. We still appreciate it. Please do consider to support us on our mission. And we thank all our Patreon contributors who have supported and donated before and continue to do so on a monthly basis. We can't stress enough how we do appreciate your assistance. And we do have our very own Sister Ya, who is always joining us on the podcast to ensure that we get the information to our listeners that they need to get this mission on the road. Sister Ya, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Brother Dwayne. Thank you so much. How are you today?
I am great. I am excited to share this wonderful information with our brothers and sisters about
this.
This is
going to be a great show. I'm very excited to.
Talking about making resources available to our brothers and sisters in the diaspora. I am excited. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of videos on this project. I've seen where some of our brothers and sisters have visited this Pan-African Village Project and just to check it out. Oh my God, that greenery is nice.
Yes, absolutely. And before we bring out our most honorable guest on today, I would like to encourage everybody to get your tickets to the Sankofa Repat Expo and Gala coming up May 16th to 17th here in the DMV area. It's going to be a wonderful time. There's going to be a lot of good stuff going on, great speakers, great guests. You don't want to miss it. Get your tickets. You can go to our website and get it. Or you can also go to Eventbrite. If you go to Eventbrite, now right now is the early bird special. You don't want to miss that early bird special. You don't want the tickets to go up on you. So go ahead. We got vendor tables available. If you got any products you want to vend at that event, vendor tables are $100. We have 30 of those, but that's going down because people are claiming their tables. So if you got books, if you got arts, if you got food you want people to be able to, you know, test and sample or, you know, buy all of that on May 16th table today. Don't wait till the last minute because once all the tables are gone, that's it. All right. But that being said, that's all the house cleaning I have, Brother Dwayne.
Okay, great. And just to mention some of the speakers real quick that will be speaking at the event, we can stress that we will be having our heroine or queen.
Well, we have the ambassador from Gambia that has confirmed that he will be in attendance. We have a delegation coming on behalf of the president of the Gambia that will be coming in. Chief Nana Obakesa, who is our guest on the show tonight, it will be in attendance. Yes, I mean, we got a lot of great people lined up, so if y'all don't want to miss it, make sure you come on in, you know, and definitely be a part of a great, great, wonderful time. A lot of good information, a lot of good stuff going to be happening at that 2 day event.
Okay, great. So we want to get to the meat of the matter right now. Cecilia, why don't you go ahead and talk a little about our Chief Nana Obokese, part the first, and you know, introduce him to the show.
Yes, Nana, are you on the line?
Hello. Yes, my sister, how are you?
I'm fine, Nana. Good to see you. Even though we talk almost every day anyway, but I'm glad you're on the show. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. How are you tonight?
Doing great. Nana
Obokese,
we do welcome you to the show.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. And first of all, let me say a big good evening to our listeners of Block Talk Radio.
Thank you.
In Ghana, we say Memawadri. Good evening. Memawadri.
Okay.
Hi. Yes, that means good evening.
Okay, all right. Yes. Now, to all of you all who are listening, Nana Obokese Ampa One is the chief. He's Apajihen. Make sure I'm pronouncing it right. Apajihen.
Yes, you're doing great.
Okay. Apajihen. And CEO of the Asabu Pan-African Village Project, which is in Asabu, Ghana, which is not very far from Cape Coast. It's in the Cape Coast area. If anybody who's listening, you're familiar with the layout, the geographical layout of Ghana, that it's over, it's in the central region and it's over on the coast near, you know, that's where the slave dungeons are, Elmina, and what's the other name of the other one? And then I can't remember. It's Elmina and there's another one over there in Cape Coast.
Cape Coast.
The Cape Coast Dungeon, that's the name of it. So, if you've seen the videos online, guys, a lot of people have been going, traveling to the land. They want to see the land. People have been physically there. It's absolutely beautiful, but then Ghana is beautiful anyway. So we want to get right into it. Nana, tell us about the king, the paramount chief, who decided that he wanted to make this gesture of welcoming our people home, and what brought him to this wanting to give such a vast amount of land. 5,000 acres, wow, that's a lot of land.
Yes, it's definitely a lot of land, and it's amazing, you know, on 2019, June 22nd, at the Palace of His Eminence, Okorochi Dr. Amenfi VII, the Overlord of Asebu, something very amazing happened. You know, we gathered all the kinsmen, we gathered the community, and then a few of the returnee diasporans to the palace, and then the king looked into their eyes and apologized for the role that people of Africa, I mean the chiefs and people, the role that we played in the whole transatlantic slavery saga. The king apologized on behalf of all Africans for the roles that we had played, our ancestors had played in the transatlantic slave trade. And at the backdrop of that, he announced a restoration program. There is a need to restore. There is a need to right the wrong. There is a need to bring our people back home.
Right.
So he announced a donation of 5,000 acres of land. Now, this land is at Asebu. Asebu is 15 minutes drive. Asebu starts 15 minutes drive. Asebu is 15 minutes drive to the Cape Coast slave dungeon and 20 minutes drive to the Elmina slave dungeon. So, just to let you know, it's a two-hour drive from the capital city, that's Accra, when you are in Ghana, 2.5 hours, let's say 2.5 hours, to Accra, but it is 15 minutes to the Cape Coast slave dungeon and 20 minutes to the Elmina slave dungeon. And this is a very beautiful land. We have had people, scores of people, traveling, especially during the last Pan Africa. And during the year of return, a lot of people visited the land. It is there. You can go step your feet on it. It is reality. The king, Okorochi Amenfi VII, has donated this vast land to all our people in the diaspora to consider returning home to. The whole idea is this. When the president of Ghana, His Excellency Nana Akufo-Addo Dankwa, in 2018 announced 2019 to be the year of return, the king, Okorochi Amenfi, thought it wise that our people were taken from land. So if they are returning, they must return to land. Now, in Ghana, the land tenure system, it says that it's the chiefs and the kings, we own the land, not the central government. So the president can talk about year of return, but we wanted to give more substance to that. We wanted our people to return to land because they were taken from land. So as a result, if I'm to answer your question, the reason why this offer came up is that our people were taken from land, and if they are returning, they must return to land. And in African culture, the human spirit or the human soul is intrinsically connected to the land. When you are born in Ghana, when you are Akan, you your navel is buried at your birthplace. For instance, I was born at Asebu. So the moment I was born, the navel, the placenta, they will bury it at Asebu. And then upon my death, I am supposed to be buried at Asebu if possible. So the human soul is connected to the land. So if some of our people, as a result of, you know, this cruel, inhuman slave trade, if they ended up somewhere and they have been disconnected from their land, it's a serious issue that we need to correct. So by owning a piece of their land, you are reconnecting to your soul. You are reconnecting to your roots in a very practical manner. That is how serious it is. It is not just a land for real estate. It is a land to symbolize a total and a complete and a holistic return to where you are really from.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yes, absolutely. I just want to say on behalf of our people in the diaspora who are in the diaspora as a result of the transatlantic slave trade, we are so thankful for this wonderful and grand gesture of this is a symbol of reparations as well, you know, to an attempt to try to repair some of us who were taken from the land. And on behalf of our people, I would like to say thank you so much.
You're most welcome, my sister. You know,
the
underlying factor is that we have different values as people of African descent as against the West. Our values are more community-based. So this is more serious. Like, if a group of people is wearing off a system or a value system that defines them, then, you know, the tendency for them to get lost is very huge. So this is an opportunity for all of us to return to what is ours and to return to what we have known for thousands of years. Back in the days, we thrived as a very developed, civilized community, a nation of scientists, builders, engineers, musicians, poets. You know, they learn from us.
Yeah.
And we can reclaim this if we come together and then we surround ourselves with what we have been known for. That is Ubuntu. That is community.
Yes.
So it all starts from now. If you take a critical look, as we are trying to grow, as we are talking about the year of return, you know, the West is building more walls. So, you know, we are trying to grow. They are building more walls.
Yes.
So
right.
We have to take opportunity. This is the time. We have to come together. You know, just look at the differences. As we talk about the year of return, as we're trying to jam home, as we're opening up, look at what is happening in London. Look at what is happening here. We are talking about building bridges.
Yeah.
So the difference is very sharp. We are trying to grow. And then, you know, because the moral compass is high on ours, if we can come together, if we can take opportunity to come home and then to build, we'll be leading.
Yes.
Right.
Now, Nana Obokese, I really want to thank you for giving more meaning and extending the meaning to the year of return. I really want to say thank you. We really do appreciate you. And I love the fact that you use, you know, our people when you talk about, you know, who is this land designated for. It's our people. We are one. We are united. And in strength, we have numbers. But I also want you to tell us a little bit more about, you know, who would be qualified to get this land?
Yes. First of all, if your biology, if your DNA is African, you qualify for a free land in Ghana under the Asebu Pan-African Village Project. Someone of African descent, if your DNA is black, is African, you qualify for this land. And we have formed an association with the UNIA, that's the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Community League, under the President General, Brother Clifford Miller, and then the Center for Repatriation, Sister Chonya. So when you come to this event, May 16th, 17th, you get an opportunity to see firsthand what we're talking about. There's a site plan, and then you can pick and choose your own spot. Free of charge. I say this again, free of charge. It's a gift from the people of Asebu, from the king of Asebu, His Eminence Okorochi Dr. Amenfi the Seventh. So all you gotta do is you get your ticket, come to the Sankofa Rape Party event, May 16th, 17th, and then come choose your spot.
Yes, that's the That's what I've been holding in for the past week because I was so excited when Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program was invited to join with the UNIACL to assist with this huge and historic project, the Asabu Pan-African Village. So, guys, what's going to happen? You get your ticket and come May 16th and 17th. The site plans for the land will be there. You can literally look at the plan, see where the roads are going to be, see where the lights are going to be, see where everything is going to be, and say, I want this plot right here. And we will go ahead and pre-register you for that plot. Nobody else will be able to take it. Nobody else will be able to get it. From the time you pre-register, you will have 90 days to go ahead and get your money together for your denture. Because what has to happen now, we have to explain to them, you have to, now they're giving the land to you for free, but all your documentation with the government, with the lands commission and your survey and all of that, you have, that's on you. So now explain that to the people.
Well, I don't know about here, but in Ghana, a land, you need to get a title. You need to get, register the land with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you can help me, you know, throw more light on that. But what is happening in Ghana is that we are giving, or the king is giving the land to you for free, as you rightly said. But the documentation for you to, you know, kind of hold your title, it's on you.
Yeah.
And then the survey, it's on you. So per plot of land, that's about 80 by 100. For you to completely register it, it's going to cost you like $700 to own a piece of that land, that historic African land. We're going to build a Black Wall Street at Asabu. We're going to build something to be exemplary to show the world that Africa can take care of its own. We're going to build something to be a Mecca. We're going to build something that will be a symbol of unity, something that will show a renaissance, something that will be a legacy to the year of return.
Yes, absolutely. So I hope y'all have caught that. It's going to, you got 90 days after you go ahead and come to the event, look at the site plan, pick out your lot, pick out your plot. Now, can they get more than one plot? Can one person get more than one? But what if somebody says, I want a whole acre, I want four plots? Can they do that?
Yes. We're trying to position Ghana as an alternative place to live. It's not just emotional, but Ghana is one of the fastest growing economy in the world. Ghana is one of the safest places to live on earth. Ghana is on the horizon. It's on the rise.
It is.
Like,
it's true.
You know, what the Rockefeller family saw in New York before others saw, that's what is happening in Ghana. Ghana is moving forward very fast. So if you stay back and then, you know, you delay, it will be gone, and then you'll be casting yourself out. One thing that we often do is that we as African people, you know, I'm talking about African show and African diaspora, oftentimes we complain that the Chinese is taking over Africa. The Chinese is taking over Africa. You know, we just, we are not acting.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't have it. We have it.
Yeah.
The African American
exactly
economy, it is the seventh largest economy in the world.
Yes.
Nice.
And
Nana, this is what
Africa
I've been telling
is the richest continent in the world. So if our brothers and sisters have the seventh largest economy in the world, and we have the richest continent in the world, just do the math. If we should join together, we'll be unstoppable.
Yeah.
So it is time for us to stop getting emotional and start packing our bags and start looking at Ghana, Africa in that respect, as a viable alternative. I know personally of people, you know, African Americans, let me use it, you know, for the sake of this conversation, or African people who were here and have returned home and they are living marvelous. They are living fantastic. They are living like queens as they are. They are living as queens as they are. So Ghana, Africa is a viable alternative, you know, to the West.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a free land just for emotional reasons. This is a free land that you can invest in, and then the return on investment is amazing.
Yes. And let me
going on.
I want to point to let people know you have 90 days to get your $700. It's $700 per plot to get your deed, your title. That they call it indenture in Ghana, okay? They call it indenture.
Yes.
And then from that point, from the time you receive your indenture for your land, it's going to be you have 2 years, guys, 2 years to start doing something on that land, because what we don't want is people claiming a plot of land and then just walk off and leave it, and it's there and bushes growing on it and nothing is happening. We were trying to build something. So this message is for people, specifically for people who are ready to come and develop and build. I want to be very, very clear about that. Don't come at getting and paying. If you just want to give us $700 to hold a plot of land for you and you're not ready to do anything on it, just keep your money. We don't need it. We need people who are ready to do something, ready to make moves, you know. So I want to be clear on that. Now, Nana, can you tell, do you have an idea of, well, we'll let the people call in and ask their questions whenever we get to that point. But, Dwayne, did you have any other questions? Or?
Yes, I do. I want to thank the chief for, you know, highlighting the fact that, you know, our people don't want to miss out. Right? And we really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have this
call. And that's what we've been saying.
Exactly. You don't want to miss out. Now, I understand that along with paying your fees and, you know, paying your fees within the 90-day period and building within a year, there's also a 10-day program that you have to go through. It's like a healing process. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Nana Obokese?
You know, we recognize the fact that our people have been away for so long, and then they have been through a whole lot of trauma. You know, they need some healing. You know, you can talk about the prison system here.
Yeah.
Half of the kids in prison, they are our people, but our population here, more than half of them, but our population here is not even half the population. There's been stuff that is going on, and it's not been very good. So when you go home, and if you can ask anyone, you can ask any of our brothers and sisters here who have made the pilgrimage. Once you step your land, you step your feet on the land, there's a feeling of freedom.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yes.
You can only experience it. There's a feeling of freedom that engulfs you.
Only people who've been there can attest to it. They know the feeling. Yes, you're right.
Yes. So when you go, it's important that we try to teach you, you know, just some basic stuff, you know, you have to be reoriented into the community. The good thing is that 400 years ago, when you left us, the family and the clan system that you left is still in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So we will try to initiate you into the family system, into the clan
mm-hmm.
system,
mm-hmm.
so that
mm-hmm.
it's a restoration process. Like I said, it is not just a piece of land. It is a restoration process. So you get your land, all right, but you get to learn about the African family system, about our kinship, about how we do our funerals, about the food, about the language. You know, it will just make you, you know, get more acquainted with the community. That's,
mm-hmm,
that's what we talk about, yes.
Great.
Now, Nana, a lot of people don't understand how land works. A lot of people ask me this all the time about how the leasehold versus freehold, you know, about 50-year lease, 99-year lease, and so on and so on. I try to explain to people how land works because we're coming from a European mindset, okay, that, you know, when people hear the word lease, they think, oh, wow, that means they're going to take it back from me at the end of 99 years. That means my grandkids are going to have the land taken from me. No, nobody's going to take any land, okay? the way it's set up in Ghana and most of Africa, as far as I'm aware, the chiefs are the custodians of the land. Different families, you know, own, and I'm saying own with a quote, own land. You have a right to that land. Nobody's going to come and take that land. You can sell it or whatever. It's your right to do that. But it's not. I'll let Nana explain it. Make them understand that it's nothing for them to be afraid of when they speak, you know, leasehold.
Yes, so like you already said, it's about a land tenure system. It's about how ours is structured. But it doesn't mean that if you have a leasehold of 99 years, after 99 years, someone is going to drive you from the land. No, this is not what it is. It's just how it is structured. When I was born and raised in Ghana, both parents are Ghanaians from Asebu. When I buy land anywhere in Ghana, it's 99 years. It doesn't mean that it's a 99-year leasehold. It doesn't mean that after 99 years, someone is going to come kick my ass or anything out of the land. But
right.
That is how it is structured. So
yeah.
Be rest assured, this is the system there, and then we can't do much about it. If we
right.
want to do something, then maybe we have to go to Parliament to change the laws.
Right.
So,
and I tell people that too. My husband is Ghanaian. When we buy land that's not the family's land, when we go off, because my husband is also a member of a royal family too in Central Region. But outside of that family land, if he wants to buy land from anywhere else in Ghana, he too has to get a leasehold. So it's not like they're discriminating against us because we came from somewhere. It's just that's just how it is.
No,
it's written that way. There's nothing you can do about it.
I should say we do have two callers on the line. Do you want to go ahead and have our callers ask their questions, and then we'll continue with the show? Okay. Let's get our first caller on. You're on. Just state your first name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, it's Mr. P. I was going to say that 50-year applied to non-Ghanaians, 99 for Ghanaians. And I'm going to tell you something. They will kick you off their land. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. You there in Cape Coast, you know what CONCA is, Dutch Commander. Mr. Apokus.
Yes, I know Commander, yes.
You know Commander. You know CONCA. Well, you had some people that bought land
CONCA
there. Yeah, you have development that's going on there by some black Americans where they bought 16 acres. And Nana Apoku, I think his name is, but I'm not sure. And somebody sold them. They gave the money to the people who didn't own the land. And, you know, it started a whole bunch of stuff. Matter of fact, the villagers killed two of the people and put one in the hospital. So people have to be very, very careful with these schemes. Same thing happened up in Acapulco, there in what's now called Fianca. And so, and another lady lost $24,000 in Winneba.
Let me stop you.
Well, hang on for a second. I'm going to get out.
I'm very familiar with the Fianca thing.
No,
well, I know you are.
I've talked to you before. Allow him to continue.
Thank you.
Kindly allow him to continue, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gentle. Yes, and same thing.
People, go ahead.
Well, I'm not misleading people. Same thing in Winneba.
No.
They're off the circle roads. So you have to be very careful. And tell people they have to be very careful. And one need to go to the land commission and make sure that the person that's selling you this land has the right to sell it to you. Or should I say lease it to you.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't do that, you just you might as well be like a lot of other people. But good luck.
Okay.
Enjoy
Thank
yourself.
You.
Let me try to
address this very important concern.
Yeah, that has a point I want to make too.
First of all, he talked about Commander and CONCA. I don't know very much about the kind of arrangement or who sold the land to who. So it is very difficult for me to speak on that very one. If I can, you know, if I can get some more information, then this is the first time I'm hearing about this Commander issue. So it's very difficult for me to speak on that one. But with the Fianca, what I know is that a group of people from our people from here went home. They were given some land, and then the intention was right, but a problem emerged as they made some people king and they wanted to control the land. And
uh-huh.
a whole lot of issues. Some of our people who came from here, you know, they were made kings and they were controlling the land. And it's a whole lot of things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was very bad. It was very,
yeah.
very bad. It was very,
now,
very unfortunate. Because
I,
as a people,
yeah, I don't know.
If we try to do something and then it goes this way, it discourages efforts to bring us once again, like, together as a family. But
mm-hmm.
what I can speak of is the Asebupan African Village. The Asebupan African Village, what I am the CEO of, is what I can really speak of. This
yes.
project was first announced by the government of Ghana, His Excellency, the President of Ghana, during last year, Panafest, at the Cape Coast Sports Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The president, if you go on YouTube, look up Year of 10, Asebu,
mm-hmm.
Pan-African Village.
Mm-hmm.
Year of 10, 2019, Asebu, the first person who announced this publicly was the President of Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we launched the program at the Ghana Consulate in New York,
yeah.
2019, November. And then we are working closely with the Office of the President, Diaspora Affairs. And then we have a secretariat at Cape Coast, at Asebu, that when you go, they work with you to get every document that you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very open thing. There's a website, www.asebuman.com. Asebuman.com. Asebuman. The
mm-hmm.
Bianca project was a big lesson that we have, you know, we've taken lessons from that, and then we try to ensure that stuff like this never repeats itself. That is why
yeah.
we came to New York last November at the Ghana Embassy. The Honorable, Her Excellency, Madam Pobi, who is a Ghana ambassador to the UN, and then the Consular General, Professor Samuel Anwaku, they launched the project together with the Okotechi, the Omahi, the King of Asebu. The project was launched at the Ghana Embassy in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it has
mm-hmm.
the fullest government support. Let me also add, the Director of Diaspora Affairs, Honorable Iwa Abebio, was at a launch in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no secrecy in this. It is very transparent. And we have to begin. We cannot move forward until we start to bring some trust. We have to begin to trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if
and
we are not able to that, we'll be stuck at one point. There were mistakes
mm-hmm.
during the Fihanka project, and maybe the Konka project or whatever my brother described, you know, individuals.
Yep.
I can't
seem like
and lie. When you
like
go online, there's been a lot of scam going on, dating and stuff, like individuals, they're trying to do their own thing, and it's tarnishing the image of Africa, it's tarnishing the image of Ghana,
mm-hmm.
and the
mm-hmm.
government of Ghana is very strict on that. So,
yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, there's no possibility of any bad people in Ghana or in Africa. There is. That is why you got to
yeah.
be very careful. This project
yeah,
is endorsed by the government of Ghana. The president endorsed it. The president first talked about it during Panafest. We have launched it at the Ghana Embassy in New York. And then everything is very transparent. You can go all the way to the office of the president and inquire about it in Ghana. So,
exactly.
my brother, you rest assured, this is not a fiasco. This is not a scheme. This is very real. And then
yeah.
mm-hmm.
you can go over to Ghana Embassy in New York to also inquire about it.
Yep.
So, it is about time we start to trust each other. In time past, there's been issues. When you sit in Africa, all the news you hear about our people is that they are violent, excuse me, they don't like to get a job. And then when you also sit here, all the news you watch about Africa oftentimes is that there's diseases, there's poverty. You know, we have to scale beyond that.
Yep.
You can trust each other. So I'm not worried that you talk of these issues. I will encourage you to go further, make your own findings. Call the presidency of Ghana. Call the Ghana Mission, New York, and then find out about it.
I have the director of Diaspora Affairs contact directly. And let me just say this. Y'all know I'm an attorney. I won't be getting involved with anything that I haven't checked out myself. So if I'm saying it's okay, then if you trust my judgment, then know that it's okay. And I want to say this. I don't want to spend a lot of time on negative, you know, stuff. We're moving ahead. But
just about
I want to say one of the things the brother about this, he said it himself that they paid the wrong person the money. So that was
a
argument over that.
Me, like
that
a
yeah, that's
dispute.
Not this. That's something that the thing in Sehunfer, local people, anything wrong. They didn't try to take the land back. In fact, it was the people from the United States that was causing the problem. The people from here that was causing the problem.
I really don't want to dwell on that.
I just don't want him to present it to our people. We have taken lessons
from that, and then make sure it doesn't repeat itself. We are not creating an isolated community for our brothers who are returning, like it happened with Priyanka. We are creating, an integrated community where
that land is still there. So nobody took the land. You know, that land is still there. So we want to move on. Like, we don't want to get into a lot of we're on a positive,
Chief Nana provided a great answer and put some context to that. So we're going to move on to our next caller. Caller, you're on. Just state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Arondo Holmes.
Welcome. This name sounds familiar. How are you doing?
Calling from Kasawa. I'm currently in Ghana.
Hi.
And, you know, on the things that they were discussing prior, I think the whole issue comes with not really learning the culture. Like Sister Yah, she knows the culture because she has a guide. I know the culture. I have a Fante woman. So you learn things, and I think like in the other place, they just disregarded the most important tenet of having the land. Now, I myself think that after that, they have learned what the problems were because they didn't form a proper village, a proper chief, and all that. And they still can't get it together. Onward, I think the chief is making an excellent move post-year of return because, you know, people have returned, but they vacationed. They vacationed, they looked around, and they took a look. Now, where do you go from there? You know, many of us were enamored, loved Ghana. I do. That's why I'm back. And, you know, this is like a venue, a way to, you know, reattach the roots to our homeland.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look forward to, you know, seeing what I can do out in that end because Cape Coast is excellent area to be in Ghana. So, you know, I just like to extend. I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Brother Rhonda, before I let you get off, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
There, and they have given you four bits.
Again?
I saw a video you recently posted. Since you've been in Ghana, you were talking to a builder there, and he had showed you had pointed out a two-story, it was a four-unit apartment building, two apartments on the bottom, two on the top. I mean, beautiful, huge structure. And he quoted you the price that what it would cost to build. What did he tell you?
The woman is from, she's a Ghanaian living in Great Britain. So she quoted me originally in British sterling pounds, 150,000 sterling pounds, and I can't remember exactly what it converted over to. It's on the post, but it's cheaper than a single family home in the Washington metropolitan area. And mm-hmm. on top of that, it's a two plot property. One plot, she allows me to do my agriculture study, so I'm doing my gardening, you know, which you know, people are like, what is with this guy out here in this hot sun in the dry season digging, mm-hmm. you know, trying to figure out how to make dry season mm-hmm. farming possible. But it's another plot that you could put another four unit on. And, mm-hmm.
and
you know, I had
income.
A lot of...
You rent them out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got
you
four...
You live in
units.
One and you rent out the other three. Yeah.
Yeah, or if you build another one, you rent out the other seven. And,
yeah, and
you know,
the good thing about the good thing about to the Caribbean, you don't have to come up with all the money at once. You can put your foundation down and then go work, make some
exactly.
more money, and come back
exactly.
and start putting up the walls. You don't
exactly.
have to rush to do everything immediately. And what Nana Obakesi is saying, start your project within 2 years. It doesn't mean you have to have it finished. Start it.
Yeah.
Start with your foundation,
I mean,
you know. Yeah.
You get your foundation, you can get your foundation and float your first floor. You know, many Ghanaians, like I said, the one house I also featured is being built by a Ghanaian who is in America, and they're finishing it up because he's getting out of America. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, you know, I
coming
had,
to his already
in,
built house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone in Accra, a real estate attached person, was like, no, it can't be done. It can't be done. He's quoting you wrong. I can't say for sure or not. You know, he was also knocking the neighborhood because you will find, you know, I mean, just be real. You're going to find a rough road. You're going to have a water tank versus a piped in water. For a certain amount of time. However, the water line in this community, because it's building very fast, I would say the exact community, but I'm so bad with pronouncing the name.
Yeah,
you know,
that's okay. Well, we just wanted to get an idea. We have some other callers come on the line holding.
Okay.
We just wanted to get a little bit of an idea, mm-hmm. Get people, you know, to thinking about what they can do. They can get the land. They can still be over here working. Spending money to have their homes built, then it, you know, when you're ready to get out of here in 5 years or whatever, you got a ready-made mm-hmm. house waiting for you. And just go there and get your keys and go inside. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
These are the things we want. Or you set up a build a store.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You have a business over there that you know that you've been running and get somebody you know over there and handling things. And now you got a ready-made business and a house.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to, you know, get so these are the one I'm thinking about with
right.
and with the Asabu project. So
okay,
thank
great.
You so much, brother, for calling in. We
thank
had to let it hold on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I've been
much.
Holding on for a while.
Yes, we're going to bring on our next caller in just a second. I thank you, brother Aranda, for calling in, and I also. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and bring on our next caller. Oh, yeah, one point I wanted to make was that you have a requirement of just you have to live within your land for about 2 weeks out of every 2 years. That's your living requirement.
I spoke to the attorney, my sister Tonya, and those are kind of stringent. So we have relaxed a lot of them rules. So please don't worry about that. At the core of it, the most important thing is that you want people who are ready to respect the African culture.
Okay, great.
That,
so that part has
is
been
key.
Good. So great.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying that.
That is key.
Yes,
great.
So we're going to bring on our next caller. Just go ahead and state your first name and we're calling for and let us know the question you have.
Sure. My name is Matrell. And okay. I'm calling from Atlanta. And I'd like to thank Nana for taking the time to talk to us about this today. And for extending this opportunity to us. I have three quick questions. I was in Ghana, started last December, and I stayed for over a month, or a month rather. And while I was there, me along with about 10 other people had the opportunity to submit our applications for a SABU. And I just want to know, do we have to start over now that the Sankofa group looks like, I guess you guys are going to be taking like administrative responsibility or something, or if there's a partnership, do we have to start over, or will our application still be honored? That's the first question.
Well, thank you very much. You don't really need to start over, but if I were you, since, you know, Sankofa is here, and then, you can call them every day easily. If I were you, I would consider getting a new application from them to make it easier for you to, you know, reach out to them on a daily basis. So you don't really need to start over. You can just do a follow-up at a SABU. But I think if I were you, I would say it once again. I will call Sankofa and then put in my application. So I know that someone here is doing the work for me. I'm not worrying myself with calling Ghana every minute. So that's my little advice.
Okay. And then my thank you for that. And then my next question would be, for those of us, like, I'm moving back to Ghana in May, so I won't be able to attend the gala personally. So is there a way for us to be able to pick plots since we do have applications in? And we have our money ready, we're ready to go, we don't have a contact, I guess. I'm just trying to find out, I heard what you just said, to kind of reach back out again, and maybe we could get it moving forward. But, yeah, there are about 10 of us that are ready to come now.
Sister Yah, can you speak to that? Because we do have people on the ground in Ghana. Can you speak to that, Sister Yah?
I will.
Go ahead, Nana.
No, well, we have to phone the guy. We have a secretariat. But like I said, we recognize the need to get some very good people here to represent our interests, to make sure there's fluidity, to make sure people have opportunity to have direct access to this beautiful project. So we settled on Sankofa Repart program and then the UNIA. So I'm very sure that Sankofa will put the address out so that people who are not coming to the gala, they will still be able to reach out to them to begin this process. Because
give me a call.
Sister Matrell has one more question, and then we're going to go to some other callers. Sister Matrell, do you have our email address and our phone number, right?
I do, yeah. I'm a Patreon, so I have the information.
Okay, great. So feel free to email us, and we'll take it from there. You say you had one last question?
Sure. Yeah, and the final question is about the property itself. So some of us, like, I prefer to, and my plan is in Africa, to build using natural materials. Is that something that we're going to be able to do? Is there like a section of the community that can be set aside for those of us who want to do that type of thing? Or will we be mandated to build a traditional Western style house?
No. This is not like it is non-religious. It is non-political. We're not trying to get people to build a Western style house. We're trying to get people to come back home. This is your plot of land. If you choose to build a mud house on it, you know, if it's within the laws of Ghana, it respects the African culture, bingo, you are good to go.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
Did you understand?
Okay,
He said you don't have to build a Western house.
Yes, you don't have to build a Western style house.
Yes.
You know,
I think so. To answer that question is that you definitely don't have to build a Western style house. But what would be more important is that if a section of that 5,000 acres can be set aside for folks who want to use natural building methods. Because I think it would be better because, hey, what's the sense of building, a natural house when somebody has, you know, chemicalized concrete next to you. It'll defeat the purpose. So if a section could be set aside for that purpose, I think it'll be in her best interest. So I hope we can provide some more clarification.
I think this is a very wonderful idea. This is a very
mm-hmm.
wonderful idea. So
yeah.
we'll take notes, and then when you
yes.
talk to Sankofa or you and I, just make
uh-huh.
sure, you know, when you're filling your application, you state
uh-huh.
this is the house, the kind of house you want to build. But I think it's
okay.
a very wonderful contribution. Thank you very
okay.
much, sister.
Yeah, so
thank
yeah,
you.
So that would be thank you very much, sister. So that would be taken
oh,
as a part of the that would be taken as a part of the development process. So well, thank you very much for your call. We're gonna bring on our next caller. Just state your name and where you're calling from, and let us know the question. I want to get to his calls real quick.
Well, Dr. James Overton.
But welcome, Dr.
I'm calling from Canada. I'm calling from Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I sort of came in late on it, but basically I can get all this other information, but basically what I want to do, I have I've set up many different types of companies and so forth. I've taught in universities. I have worked with the Canadian government. I have worked also with the U.S. government, and then this latest business that I have, I want to set up something to actually manufacture, we'll say, electric bamboo bikes.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And also, you know, I have also an agreement to be able to set up healthcare systems for tourism and retirement. Like you said, you want a lot of people to come and retire there, but they can't retire there because a lot of the older people need, we'll say, good healthcare system, and we can do
uh-huh.
that. You know, I'm
uh-huh.
in contact with some people, you know, from the Philippines, right? I'm their representative for Africa and also for certain places in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Also, we have something we call a 3D printing system. It's actually sort of a special manufacturing system for manufacturing,
yes.
for example, a lot of electrical components,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
so I'm one of the officers in that. And we also have an IT, you know, training and consulting business. Now, my PhD is in computer science, and we have
nice.
IT training courses, you know,
great.
For example, Introduction to Computers, Total Quality Management, IT Systems Engineering, and I was senior system engineer before
I'm
retired from the American
right.
government
so
for about, you know,
that,
6 years.
Do you want to do any of this on the land? Okay.
I want to do that on the land. I want to set up, you know, a school, manufacturing, you know, facilities, and also, you know, certain healthcare facilities and so forth on the land.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Nana about that?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, what type of restrictions are there? You know, of course, there would be something, living facilities too as well, right?
Yes.
So, and how much does each plot, in other words, you have 5,000 acres, how many, you know, plots can one get at one time? How many acres can one get at one time? And then how much would they have to put down to actually secure that, and how
okay.
much time
you missed that
have.
Part. We said at the very beginning, the plot, the land is free. Each plot is 100 by 80. Is that meters? How many? That's 100 by 80. What?
Meters.
Feet.
Oh,
feet?
Sorry.
No.
Yes.
Oh, 100 by 80. 100 by 80 meters.
I think it's meters.
No, not meters. Feet.
No.
Feet? Square feet? What is it? I don't know.
The land
feet.
Is free, right? 100 by 80
yeah.
feet.
Okay, mm-hmm.
that's per family, per individual, or what?
No. Let me say, and you can get it as you want. The thing is, each plot has to be registered. You have to pay for the deed. So
okay.
that process, the surveying, all of that stuff with, you know, the land commission, all of that, he said, is about $700 per
okay.
So if you want
per
four plots, it's $700 times 4. So, you know, for the surveyor to come in and do what he has to do and get the,
mm-hmm.
the documents through the land commission and all of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think what's interesting for Dr. James is that he wants to know that how much is set aside for commerce, how much is set aside for commercial use versus residential use, and what would it take to get some for commercial use.
Okay, so let me. This is very important. I'm very interested in Doc. I'm interested in your approach and what you're trying to do. And let me say that. The Asiebu Pan-African Village project, like I said, it's a restoration project. It's set aside for us, for our people to attend them. And then people can get multiple lands. Same price. But even most importantly, there's another development. Next to the project is a new tech city that we are trying to build. We're trying to build a tech city next to this project. That is not totally out there yet. So what I would say is, take the number of my sister, the attorney, and then send us an email. We'll talk. You fit into what we try to do with some of our people, like Brother Lonnie Johnson, some big scientists, African-American scientists, and black scientists across the world. We're trying to build a tech city next to this village. So accommodate things like this. So please, that is not really out there yet, but we are very close to announcing it. So please hook up with Sister Tonya, Sankofa, Ripat, and then we'll talk from there. I'm very interested in hearing from you. This is amazing. This is what will change the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So I have published. I have published three books in tech, Introduction to Computers. Also, I have, Software Development, right?
I don't want to cut you out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get your phone number. You text me. I think I saved your number because we talked before. And then I'll get you in touch with Nana, and you and he can discuss further because we have other callers calling in. Mm-hmm. But I will definitely put you in touch with Nana, and then you can discuss that further with him.
Thank you very much. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your call, Dr. James. We definitely will be reaching out to you whenever you contact us, and we'll get you some more information, on how the land will be parceled up and what part will be for, that tech city that Nana talked about. Uh-huh. So before I get to the next caller, I want Nana Okobese to talk to this particular issue. I want to know if there are any kind of considerations that are given to how the land is developed, how it will be zoned, how much will be for residential living area versus, let's say, shops and commercial use. And talk about the roads and the utilities and the infrastructure that would be put in, or this is a part of the planning process. Please let us know, Nana.
Okay, so first of all, let me start from the back. Talking about roads, this is not an isolated land. Like I said earlier, this is about 15 minutes from Cape Coast. So it tells me that it's in the where stuff is happening, where roads are already paved, where people are connected to the national grid in terms of electricity, where people have pipeline water. So it's not like a very far away place. So everything is already in place.
Yeah.
It's not like somewhere middle of nowhere. It's so that's what I can say. Everything is the roads are there, the electricity is there. Those who have been there will testify.
I think that what he's asking is, how much is it mixed use? Is it for housing and for business? Can people put like a restaurant? Can people put shops there as well as housing?
It's mixed use. And for now, 100 by 80 is everything. Your saving everything is going to cost you $700. And that's what it is. But I don't know if this will change the future. So that's why you got to hurry up to grab a piece, come to see some achievement, you know, that is before, you know, now that you're talking about commercial and everything, the idea was to make it very easy for everyone to get a piece because this is not a profit-making venture. This is a restoration project.
Oh, okay, great, great. Thank you very much, Nana, for that answer. We're going to go ahead and get to our next caller. So please remember to state your name and where you're calling from and let us know the question that you have for Nana. Okay, so you're on. Phone number ending in 6915. You're on. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and the question that you have.
Me, Mamu Aju. My name is Brother Maroon. I'm from Richmond, Virginia,
okay.
In the United States.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. And my question, I think I'll have more when I go to the event, but my question is more so of, to what degree is this, I guess, town that you're trying to create, going to follow tradition? Because I guess, I know the idea is not to tell people exactly how they should necessarily live their lives, but I guess the idea is for some, I guess I'm feeling myself, is to observe more of the tradition, you know, and if we're going to do it as a traditional township, you know.
So,
what degree that is involved, especially because I know a large amount of Ghanaians are Christian, you know. So, like, to what degree is that this township?
I think the chief I spoke to this before when he said, mentioned that it is non-political. No one is telling you how to live and no one is asking you how to live. So it will be onus on you to assimilate, blend in, and mix with the culture there as much as it is appropriate to you. And we would also expect that you would live in accordance so as not to interfere with anyone else. So can you expound on that, Nana Obakese?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, you said it right. But I would just like to add that I also kept talking about the need. I said at the center of all this is we look out for the fact that are you able and willing to respect the African culture? Mm-hmm. That is what I said. Like, the biggest qualification is your DNA has to be African. The second thing is you have to be able to respect the African culture. Not all of our people who look like me and you are Africans. You know, some are not African-minded.
Right.
So we're looking out for people who are willing to respect the African culture. And if you have been to Cape Coast, which I think my brother who just asked the question, I think he has been there. If you move from Cape Coast to Asebu, it's just a 15-minute drive. But Asebu is very, you know, like traditional. That is a draw. Close to Cape Coast, but it is, you have to go and see the kings and the chiefs, you know, seated at the courtyard and, you know, deliberating issues. We are a very traditional-minded group of people. So, you know, as much as we encourage everyone to be, you know, to be who he is, we also want to see people respect the African culture. That's very important. That is at the core of the qualification.
Okay.
Well, that was my, so thank you, Nana. That was my question, you know, like if somebody passes away, are we going to have a cultural funeral, a Ghanaian funeral, an Akan funeral, or are we going to have a Western funeral? That's my thing, because as you said, my thing is to respect the culture and to not just be there, but be a part of the culture. And get back to who we are. So that's why I asked that question. And as far as, I think you answered it, you know, if there's a dispute or something, then you go through the traditional channels of doing it. So that's what I was alluding to. And yes, to answer your question, I have been to Cape Cove.
Nice. I envy you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your call. That's a very interesting question. We really do appreciate that. So have a great night.
Let me come in. There's a sister who's listening in, Sister Carlene. She sent me an email. I see it here. She said she's having a problem calling in from Trinidad and Tobago. But she asked a question about whether she had to be at the event on May 16th and 17th to get her plot. No, you do not. It's just that on May 16th and 17th, we're going to have the physical site plans there for people to look at and to select their plots. If you want to get your plot of land without being able to see the site plans but you want somebody else to just choose for you, okay, you can do that. But we're just letting our people know that we will have the site plans available for review on May 16th and 17th at our expo and gala here in the DMV. Now, from the time people pre-register at the event, that people can look at the site plan there, they don't have to pay their $700 for the plot. Then they can say, "I want that piece. We're gonna mark that off. Nobody else will be able to take that plot. That's for that person." And then they have 90 days from that day to send their money in. They don't have to go to Ghana. You don't have to go to Ghana to pay. You can send the money through UNIACL or the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program, and we'll get it to the right people on your behalf, and then, you know, follow the process on your behalf and make sure you get your paperwork, your documents, your indenture. So that's the service that we're joining with the ASEBU Pan-African Project, along with the UNIACL under the leadership of Cleo Miller Jr., to assist our people in acquiring the land. Okay? Mm-hmm. I hope I answered your question, Sister Carlene. All right.
Okay. Okay, great, great. Thank you very much, Sister Yah. So one of the things I wanted to ask Nana, leading up to my question, I understand the need for us to exist as one unit, to live with love amongst our brothers and sisters. And that is one thing that could bring us forward and let us grow in the way that we should. It's just to realize that, you know, we all should be there for each other. We all should unite and, build together. Now, Nana Obakese, why is the name Pan-African attached to the project? I want you to expound on that and let us know the importance of why Pan-African was put as a part of the name of the project.
Well, no other word or phrase better would describe what we are trying to do at ASEBU than Pan-African. So I don't know if, for lack of a better grammar,
it's great. It's great. I love it.
Yes. So no other phrase better describes what we are trying to do there than Pan-African. We're trying to create a Mecca. We're trying to create, a Black Wall Street right there in ASEBU. We're trying to showcase what we can do as a people if we put our energies and strengths and minds together. So I don't know, I'm a Fanti, Alain Fanti, so I don't know if there's any better way. Maybe you can help me. But
I love it. I really love it. My question was more sort of, so that our people could see that it is important for us to, unite and come on and support such a project as this, and see the importance of why Pan-Africanism ties into the mission here.
Beautiful.
Yep, great.
Beautiful.
So,
thank you so much, my brother.
Yes, no problem. So I have another question for you. So in the event that, you acquired your piece of plot of land, you've built your house, and you've lived there for a certain amount of time, 10, 20 years, and let's say down the future, you wanted to, sell the property. Are there any kind of procedures that you have to go through in order to liquidate that property?
No, it is your property. It is your property. Once you use the rules of Ghana to sell it, you sell it.
Yes,
it is your property. You own it, and then you don't even have to come and tell me or the king or whoever It's jumping within you. Only if you sell it, you sell it.
Okay,
it
and
has
there's
to be
nothing
legal.
In place.
It has to be in the legal.
And then and you
yeah,
also would have to would also have to go and go to the Lands Commission and put it in there.
Uh-huh. another part to my question would be nothing, no restriction or caveat would be in place to restrict the value that you could get for the land. You would be able to get market value for it.
Yes. Okay.
Great. That answers my question. Sister Yah, do you have any other inputs, contributions?
No. Do you have another caller?
No. No other caller.
Oh, okay.
At this time.
Okay. All right.
So great.
Well, I think we pretty much covered everything, and I want to thank Dana so much.
Thank you so much, Makufa.
I'm very happy that Makufa can be involved in helping our people to acquire the land.
Okay.
Try to make it to an event. Until you can.
Okay, Sister Yah, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm going to just jump in. Maybe you could try to repatch back in. I'm going to ask Nana Obokese another question while you try to reconnect because you're breaking up just a little bit. Nana Obokese, can you let us know that if anyone has already been granted any land or if any building has started?
You know what? There's been people like my sister from Atlanta once called him that he's putting in the application. But all along, we have been working on the site plan.
Okay.
So people have put in some applications, but no one has yet gotten the land until because we're trying to avoid mistakes. We want to make sure everything is done before we can give a piece of land out. So, you know, the attorney is here, Sankofa Report, just approach them, and then you go through the right processes, you make sure you are registered properly, and then you get a piece of land.
Yes. So we definitely will be able to help our sister that called in earlier, Sister Matrell from Atlanta, because we do have people in the ground, and we will be able to assist you in moving forward with the land. I know, remember she said that she would be moving sometime in
May.
There you go, in May this year or before that. So great. So Sister Yah, we do have one other caller. We're gonna bring on the other caller and then we close up. Just please call us, state your name and where you're calling from and let us know the question that you have.
Hello, my name is Andy Gussie. I'm calling from Carolina.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, the only question I have is, can I buy the property and put it under a like a corporation name instead of my name?
You can do that. Once the corporation is legally registered and everything, I think the attorney will guide you. You can do that. If the corporation is African, is an African-owned corporation. You know, we're trying to make sure that some people are not sneaking in to spoil the agenda. So, first off, you need to be an African descent. So, if you want to buy it in the name of a corporation, you know, the shareholders or the directors of that particular company, they have to be people of African descent. It's not like we are not trying to encourage people to come, but this is an African affair. This is a family thing.
Yes.
All right.
And that entity, does it have to be registered in Ghana or the U.S.?
Well, that is a complication. You know, this is still evolving. So I will be lying to you if I sit here and tell you I have all the answers. But what I can tell you is that it's an African thing, it's a family thing, and we're trying to register people with African descent. Your DNA got to be African. You know, you got to be prepared to respect the African culture. So I think the attorney will help us navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be proper to have a registered company in Ghana to own the property if you want to not have it in your personal name. I think the proper thing to do because, like you said, he doesn't want they don't want people coming in under some other nefarious means, you know, hiding their identity or trying to encroach on what they're trying to do for those who are African descendants in the diaspora due to the transatlantic slave trade. So, they won't have any way of knowing who a foreign company is. They won't know anything about your organization if you don't register in Ghana. So, to me, the logical thing for them to be able to monitor who is coming into that land is for you to register the company in Ghana.
And just to add that, if that is the way, we will make sure we support you, we lead you through the process so that you are able to achieve
it. It's not difficult, it's not difficult. I've registered a company in Ghana. It's not difficult. It's not very expensive.
Okay. And so I have a follow-up question. Can I register a company in Ghana since I'm not a resident or citizen of Ghana?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
I've done it. I did it before I moved there, before I had residency, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you very much for calling, Andy. We really do thank our callers for calling in tonight. We have a couple callers. We have one more caller we're going to bring on before we close out. So I think we do have time for one more caller. So we're going to bring on our next caller. Just let us know your name, where you're calling from, and the question. Okay, so you're
Hello.
On.
Hello.
Yes. Phone number ending in 0527. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Alfred, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I apologize if I'm coming in on the call late, so this question may have been, answered already. These questions. Is there a process to confirm that these are people of African descent? And, and I ask that tongue-in-cheek because I know that, in the past, we've known that there's other people that have, put themselves out as if they were part of one particular group just to get the benefit of things that are set aside for specific groups. So that's my, initial question. And also, what is exactly the process? Is there like a website that we can go to put in an application and so forth? If you can explain that. And again, I apologize if these questions were already answered before I came in.
No, don't think so. So Nana, can you answer those?
Yes. The first part, I didn't really get it, but let me answer the second part and then he can rephrase the first part. The Asebu Pan-African Village Project and an Asebu Traditional Council has partnered with the Sankofa Repatriation Program under the leadership of Sister Tonya, and then also the UNIA-ACL under the leadership of Brother Cleomela Jr. to help in pre-registering and registering people for the land. So it's very easy. You get in touch with the Sankofa Repat, and then they will help you with the project, with the process.
Okay.
Also, there's a website for the project, www.asebuman.com. There's information there that can help you. But,
can you say that one more time?
The attorney is right here.
I'll give you the website, brother. Just contact me afterwards. Let me just say this. When you go there, there is an online application to fill out. What Nana is saying is, instead of doing that, contact UNIACL or Sankofa Repat. We will get you connected, get your application done, get you connected. If you want to send the funds through us, we'll get that to the right people to make sure your paperwork is being processed and that you get your indenture. And what he's saying is, if you go to the website, because we had a conversation when I went to the website, I said, Nana, some of these conditions are a bit stringent, and it's going to make it difficult for our people. We want to make it easy for our people to get the land, right? So he agreed,
yeah.
And he talked to the council, and they agreed to relax some of those conditions so that people can go ahead and start acquiring their land. And that's where the UNIACL and along with Sankofa are stepping in to help facilitate that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. I'm gonna rephrase this question because we're just about out of time. So Nana, the first part of the question was: is there a particular process in place to do, let's say, a DNA test to ensure that the right people are getting the land? What criteria are you, how are you determining who are African descendants of the slave trade, who are Africans to get the land?
Well, for me, when I see an African, I can tell.
Yeah, I think so.
When I see my brother,
somehow I just think so.
When I see my brother or my sister, I can tell.
Absolutely.
So it's a big deal. But the attorney, the Sankofa report, and I don't know if they will have some DNA system there to do
no,
that.
Well, no, because that's an extra cost for people. But we can tell with birth certificate, we can tell.
I can tell when I see a brother. I can tell.
I don't think they're requiring any DNA test because that's making people, pay more money out.
We know
black people when we see black people.
To just cut to the chase. All right, so I want to thank Nana Obokese for joining us. And providing this valuable information to our brothers and sisters here in the diaspora, we can't wait to come and take advantage of this opportunity. I hear Dr. James talked about he has his degree, his PhD in computer science, and I am technically oriented too. So I can see a technical village really blooming right beside the Pan-African Village Project. So I'm excited about that.
And let me just say, Ghana's independence 62nd, right? It's coming up on May 6th.
63rd.
And
63rd.
63rd independence is coming up. There's an event in Cleveland, Ohio. Sister Yah is I'm going to be a speaker also at that, talking about the Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. So if you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, come out and support and celebrate Ghana's 63rd independence. Nana Obokese will be there. He's putting on that event, so we're very excited about that. And he will be with us May 16th, May 17th here. Get your ticket, get your early bird ticket. Come look at the site plans and pick your plot.
Nice.
Nana,
thank you
so much for joining us.
Let me, before I leave, just allow me to say a big thank you to Blog Talk Radio for bringing me on this, and also to say a big thank you to Sankofa Repatriation, the organization, for putting together this important historic event come 16, 17th May. There's an African writer called Chinua Achebe. He once said that when kinsmen gather at a village square under the moonlight, it is not because from their own houses they cannot see the moon, but it is because it is good to fellowship. So it is good to fellowship. So 16th, 17th
it is.
May, come fellowship with your brother. Come fellowship with the community. And thank you for putting together this event. It is always good to fellowship.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your
time. Thank you, Nana. The pleasure is ours.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Great.
Bye-bye.
So,
about Kese Ampa, the first joining us. I have about 20 seconds close, but we're really thankful for having him here with us. Kuseya, thank you. Okay. Thank you, all of our listeners, for joining us. We appreciate you.
Stand up, please, and say I am free. Don't forget.